Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from a wonderful conference called the Machine Learning Analytics and Data Science Conference. I am with my people. I am so excited to be here. And we have some really interesting guests that are going to talk about data science. And I have a special guest here today. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Francesca Lazzeri, and I'm a data scientist in the algorithm and data science team in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
That's fantastic. So tell us about the kind of work that you do, obviously, in general, because I want people to get a feeling for what data science is like when you're working in the data science field.
Sure. So our team in Cambridge is working with the external Microsoft customers. So what we do is we use data that this customer give us, and on top of it we build advanced analytics solution or predictive analytics solution, it depends on the use case, so that they can easily use those solutions to predict something and eventually to become more intelligent about their own business.
So everyone today is super excited about machine learning, but it feels a little kind of black boxy. Can you take us through the process as a data scientist mm-hmm. of how you would, for example, get data, what you would do with it after, and then what kind of science experiments would you do on the data?
Sure. So I see data scientists as a 5-point process.
Okay.
The first one is a data source. So you need a place where you get your data. The second one is acquire data. So you need to get this data into the tools that you're going to use in order to build your advanced analytics solution.
Okay.
Third point is prepare that data. So the data from raw data has to become relevant data. The third one is analyze. So you're going to use a different type of techniques, different type of algorithms, and then you're going to visualize your data. That is the final point. So visualization and especially communication are extremely important in any data science project, because you have, as a data scientist, you have to be able to communicate in a very clear way the results of your project, of your analysis, to external people, and no matter what is the audience. They can be experts, so other data scientists, but they can be also people that are expert of a specific field, but not machine learning, not data science.
So you talked about sort of your process for data science, but machine learning sort of, not that it wasn't in there, but it felt more like you have your source of data, and then you sort of take it through this process to sort of understand your data. Are there any tools that you would use to do that?
Yeah.
How do you even clean the data? Can we go through each step and sort of talk about sort of like help people understand how we can sort of even start doing
sure.
these things?
Yeah, you are right. I mean, I see machine learning just as one of the many tools that you have in order to do data science. Mm-hmm. So if I can summarize what is machine learning is extracting knowledge from data. So you start with your raw data. For example, in a project that I was working on in the last few months, I was looking at telemetry data that are very specific data that can tell me exactly what a specific customer was doing in 1 second with our tools. Then you get that telemetry data, you store them in a database.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, it can be like a SQL database. At that point, you have all your raw data, and you start the cleaning process. Cleaning means most of the time just that the fact that you have to deal with a lot of quality issues or missing data.
Mm-hmm.
So you can apply different type of techniques that can help you somehow in decrease these quality issues.
I see.
And after that, there is the feature engineer process. So you build additional feature based on the data that you have. And these features are extremely important in any machine learning solution, because they help you to improve your accuracy.
I see.
And accuracy is one of the most important metrics that we use in order to evaluate our machine learning solution.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you run the model. When I say I run the model, I mean I use different features, different variables, as I was telling you, and you try to get an output. The output is the value. For example, in a forecasting model, the output can be the value of a specific variable
mm-hmm.
in the next 24 hours. So you want to predict, for example, what is going to be the energy consumption in the next hour. So this is the output of your machine learning solution. And finally, you need to visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
You can can do it in inside a machine learning software, such as Azure Machine Learning allows you to visualize your data, but the best solution eventually is to use a Power BI that can be connected directly to Azure Machine Learning so that you can visualize also the results from your machine learning solution.
I love how you went super specific, but let's just go even with a use case, because you mentioned telemetry. Let's just say I turn on logs on my website.
Yeah.
And I have all, because I now I know where my source of data is. I'm getting all this data from my website that says who's visiting and when, what they're clicking on. Like, what do I do with that now? I want to, you can't just like, I'm going to put machine learning on top of that. Do you have to have a question, or how do you even start with your data?
Yeah. This is a great question. So everything starts with a business problem.
Right.
So not only for me, but especially for our customers, they come to us and they have a business problem that they want to solve, they want to answer to that with their data. And so if you you have a specific question that most of the time is a business question in mind, and you have to be able to translate this question in mathematical terms somehow. Because machine learning at the end is applying mathematics to a problem. Mm-hmm. So you have to translate these to math, to data, and you have to look also at your data to understand if the data that you have right now are the right data to answer your question.
I see. So you're never going to start with, okay, we're going to use machine learning, everybody. It's more of a, I have a business problem. Let's see if I have the right source of data.
Yeah.
And then you go through the process again.
Yes. And the most challenging part is really to start with data and get to actions. So in order to do so, machine learning is a wonderful tool so that from data, you get to metrics, and then you get to eventually decision, mm-hmm. and finally action. So it's a very important to use machine learning for moving away from data to actions.
I love it. So we've got into the process, which is, I think, super clear, and it's been really good. But let's just say someone wants to even delve further into machine learning. What are some topics that you suggest they sort of learn about, or how would they someone get started learning how to do this?
Yeah, machine learning is a discipline. So right now there are different resources that you can find in order to learn more about machine learning, and the thing that I suggest to people to start with is with a sample data set, and then start to ask themselves like basic questions such as, for example, what is going to be the sales of a specific product the next week, and then starting to play with your data, eventually start to learn what are the different machine learning algorithms that you can use to answer specific and different questions. And really, I see machine learning and learning machine learning as a sort of game, and you play with the data. So this is the most important part of machine learning.
For someone that's starting out and they go to Azure ML and they see all these things on the left-hand side, how do we even start to wrap our head around like the models or how to clean the data? Is there somewhere we can go, a website? What
do
you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So Azure Machine Learning is full of resources. First of all, I would suggest to go to Gallery, Cortana Intelligence Gallery, where the community of data scientists already publish a lot of solutions. Mm-hmm. And most of those solutions are based on sample data sets or a public data set. And they all really guide you through the entire process, mm-hmm. from getting the data, cleaning the data, feature engineering, and then apply the right algorithm, get the best accuracy for your model, and then look at the results and use the results. So Cortana Intelligence Suite is wonderful because you can really search for the type of problems that you have in your mind, and I'm sure that you will find at least 4 or 5 different sample experiments that you can use. Second is Azure Machine Learning itself, because as soon as you open it, you have a lot of different documents for each module. Mm-hmm. So you can use a module, you can just use it, and then there is always help you can click on help and you're going to have a different type of documentation that really explain you what is the algorithm about, why that module is there, how it suggests you to use that module, and so you can really learn a lot. So these are the two channels that I would suggest to use.
So as a data scientist, what is your favorite part of the whole process? I know everyone has their favorite part. What's your favorite part?
So as a data scientist, I have to say that my favorite part is visualization of the data. That someone can say, oh, the visualization is not the most difficult one. You just look at your results and you just visualize the data. It's not right at all. I mean, the visualization of your data and of your results is very challenging because you have to convey a specific message to your audience, to your users, and you do not have so many tools to do so. So every choice that you make at that point is extremely important. And I like to play with different tools, specifically Power BI is one of the tools that I use the most. And I really like it because, especially nowadays, visualization tools are very interactive. So the user is not that is just looking at a slide, for example, but is looking at a real-time intelligent dashboard. And the data refresh that I can schedule on that dashboard is real-time. So you can see your result refresh every minutes, every hour is up to you and to your use case.
So how do you, and this is just to maybe to finish up, how do you, when speaking about visualization, you usually have multi-dimensional data, and we're talking like, I don't know, 10 to 20, I've worked on problems with 15,000 dimensions. How do you visualize that effectively in a way that conveys the message you want?
Yeah, the key is aggregation. So most of the time, those visualization tools help you in aggregating your data and your results. And also, I think that is very powerful to understand what you want to visualize. For example, you want to visualize your historical data. At that point, I would suggest you to aggregate your historical data and show the trends over time. And then maybe at the end, you can also just show the final number that is a total number and is going to be a unique number that you're going to use to show your results. Mm-hmm. So there are different ways, but I have to say that with big data, aggregation is one of the best solutions that we have.
Well, fantastic. Any parting tips for people watching about data science in general?
Data science, I think you just need to enjoy it. And the coolest part of data science is that it's a tool that you can use for real problem. So it's not, of course, it has started with a big theoretical piece, but it's not just about that. You can really use it to solve your real life problems.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
We're here in Building 33 for the Machine Learning Analytics and Data Science Conference. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.